Let's get ready to football! Hello and welcome in. You're listening to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast with your hosts, David, Thomas, and Colton.
Hey guys, welcome to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. This is your host, Thomas, and I am joined by two great men and two even greater friends, Colton and David. How's it going, guys?
Notice he said me first, Davey. I just want to point that out, obviously.
Let's well, because C comes before D in the alphabet, obviously. He's a very organized person.
I did not even think about that. Alphabetized to a T. To a C and a D. But yeah.
So I'm guessing you guys are doing good then. Doing good. Colton, we missed you a couple weeks ago. You went up to the mountains for a week or so. So how was that?
It was the woods this time.
Oh, the woods.
I got lost.
Lost. That's why you didn't make it to the pod.
And that's actually a true story. Not why I didn't make it to the podcast, but, you know, I'll have to tell you guys some other time.
Okay, sounds good. Well, guys, we have a few things to talk about this week. A blockbuster trade that happened, and then some free agency news or things we think that might happen to – I shouldn't say free agency, but some of the off-season things that we think would happen to some of these players in the NFL. But before we get to that, since Colton wasn't here to discuss what he thought about the Super Bowl, Colton, what were your thoughts on the outcome of the game? And are you regretting the fact that you doubted Tom the Goat Brady again?
You know, I alluded to this fact that I would probably regret it in the future, and definitely did. I, not only on the podcast, but in my social events outside of the podcast, I made a couple bets against Tom Brady because I was so sure that he was going to not let me down one more time. And in the most Tom Brady of ways, he let me down. I guess, you know, obviously Tampa Bay's defense deserves a lot of credit, but,
for sure.
You know, Tampa Bay destroyed Kansas City. I'm out four chocolate milks on this thing. Not just one, nor two, but four chocolate milks on the fact that Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. It was also just in general, I'm sure you guys talked about this, but I feel like it was one of the less fun Super Bowls to watch. Just because, you know, you're expecting some back and forth, like, oh, the Chiefs get down, now they're coming storming back, and instead it was like, oh, the Chiefs are down, all right, they're still down, oh, Tom Brady's whooping on them while they're down, oh, Devin White's whooping on them while they're down, and now the game's up.
So, yeah.
Shaquille Barrett, he literally put the man down.
That's a pretty accurate description of how the game went, though.
Yep.
I will say this, Colton, I'm not going to let you get away with this. You owe me a water bet, sir.
All right, dude.
I noticed how you mentioned the chocolate milks, but you did not.
That was super aggressive. All this dark side coming out. Hey! You!
Get over here, you kid!
Water bet, baby!
All I'm saying is I'm working on my debt with David, so he doesn't owe me anything, but you owe me a water bet. And I believe that you said it had to be done in February. So you have 5 days.
All right, man. You come over, hang out. I'll go jump in the river.
Sounds good. We got to get that recorded and put that on the social media.
We did just get that recorded. I don't know if you know this, Thomas. We are doing a podcast. It is going to be recorded. This will be out.
He's saying we've got to record when I jump in.
Thomas, next time I make a mistake like that, you call me an idiot, okay?
You're not an idiot. You're not an idiot.
You just let that dark side come out. And just let it know. Hey, you!
You!
No. As I have a heart attack over here. You're not a dumb guy, David. You're a smart guy. Super smart, intelligent guy.
All right. Let's cut with the cheese and get to the chase.
Let's quick kissing up. Is that what you're trying to say? I know who's paying the bills around here. It's David. He's cutting the checks. All right. But all right, guys. So we had a pretty big trade that we should probably talk about. get your guys' opinion on it. So Carson Wentz, the drama that was going on in Philadelphia is finally over. The Eagles agreed to trade Carson Wentz to the Colts for a 2021 third round pick and a conditional 2022 second rounder, which could probably most likely become a first 2022 first rounder. What are your guys' thoughts about this blockbuster trade? And who won? Who won this trade in your minds?
Well, first off, can we really call a third and a second round pick a blockbuster?
Okay,
that's exactly
what I was going to hint at.
Is the definition of blockbuster now so little that it's a third and a second round
oh
pick?
Oh my goodness, that's, you're never going to believe or, it. That's a complete showstopper, third and second rounder.
That's it.
I mean, are we talking blockbuster because the freaking Philadelphia Eagles just traded a potential franchise quarterback for pennies on the dollar? That might be the blockbuster.
All right,
part.
Go.
Thomas. Don't let Davey
go, Colton.
Like
go
that.
Off. Go off.
I apologize, so, Thomas. That's the second time I've stepped out of line on this podcast.
Well, I was just going to say.
Carson Wentz, you know, I think it's a killer deal for him. I'm excited for him to get kind of out of Philadelphia. I'm just shocked by the pure dramatic fall of the Eagles. I mean, literally a couple of years ago, win the Super Bowl. Everyone's talking about how they're the top dog. And, you know, normally, like, in the past, you know, the team who, like, loses the Super Bowl and whatnot, yeah, they have, like, a little shock and a little hard time getting back to the Super Bowl, kind of like the 49ers this last year, you know. But the team that wins normally, you know, at least makes it back to the playoffs, does some good things. The Eagles have just, like, really fallen off the face of football sanity at this point. And it just, you know, it's a complete fire sale, everything going on. They do have Jalen Hurts coming up in the wing. But to get rid of a guy who was as good as Carson Wentz was, I mean, 2017, we all know he was pretty much an MVP front runner. And, you know, he's going to the Colts, being reunited with his offensive coordinator that coached him through that wonderful year. Going to the Colts, who have a wonderful offensive line. I know Anthony Costanzo retired, but you can pretty much guarantee that they're going to fill that hole this offseason as well. Got some great weapons. Michael Pittman. We'll see what happens with T.Y. Hilton. But, you know, Carson Wentz is in a situation where he's going to thrive, and I would be shocked if it doesn't turn into a first-round pick, if he doesn't get at least, you know, 75% playing time, or that he doesn't at least get 70% playing time and the Colts make the playoffs next year. You know, you look at their division, they have the Jaguars, they have the Texans, the Titans, like they're, especially with this extra wild card seed, you know, the Colts are in a prime position to go at it just because of the strength of their conference. And Carson Wentz, I feel like he's going to have a resurgence in Indianapolis. I'm excited for him. Excited to see what he can do. Just kind of shocked by the direction that the Eagles have taken over the past couple of years.
Well, there's not much to add to that. Colton pretty much summarized everything that I could possibly have said. Yeah, but I completely agree with Colton. I don't want to say I'm a little less confident than it sounds like Colton is that Carson Wentz is going to rebound. Not that I don't think he can. Not that I don't think – this is a move. If you're the Colts, why not take this? The Colts aren't going to be able to move up in the draft and get somebody. Why in the world would you not take this? If it fails, you now have – you still have Jacoby Brissett. So it's not like they're going to end up with, you know, the terrible version that we've seen of Carson Wentz at times as their quarterback. Like, and if it fails – you end up giving up a third and a second round pick. Like, it's worth it. Even if it fails, it's one of those moves that even if it fails, you look back at it in hindsight and you still say, oh, well, the possibility of that succeeding was still a good move. Still makes it a good move. Like, there's just no loss here for the Colts. I don't know that I'm completely sold to Carson Wentz to get a rebound. He can definitely do it. Definitely has a lot more help. The biggest losers of the trade are obviously the Eagles. For many reasons, the only point that Cole did not make was remembering that just, 2 years ago, or a year ago, they gave up on Nick Foles. Not that I think Nick Foles is the superstar of the world, but they gave up on Nick Foles and went with this guy, and now they're giving up on him too. And like, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's reports that they're still looking to potentially draft a quarterback. And so,
oh yeah, I would be shocked if they didn't add at least one more guy in that quarterback room this offseason. That's a, you know, potential big name, big money guy.
And so,
whether that's terrible. A high draft pick or whether that's a veteran, they've got to at least add one more guy.
That was actually going to be my next question: if what you guys thought of Jalen Hurts and his situation in the quarterback room in Philly, what that looked like.
You know, I don't know. Real quick, I do want to make a point. The big winner of the trade is freaking Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. Complete turnaround from Spence. Definitely. Everything that Colton said, former coach, everything. The biggest winner, Carson Wentz, I don't think has any chance of reestablishing himself as a on the Eagles. And on the Colts, it's about as good of a situation you could end up on. For Jalen Hurts, I don't know, to be honest. We have no idea what Philly's doing. They moved everyone out of the door. We've heard all sorts of different rumors. Like, there was rumors when Doug Peterson was fired that one of the reasons he was fired was because he wanted to give up on Wentz, and they didn't. The front office didn't want to. And so, like, I have no idea what's going on in that locker room. I have no idea if they're going to commit to Jalen Hurts. There's no...
They don't they're going to commit to Jalen.
They have no help for him either. Like, we have Carson Wentz, who's a drop-back passer, and I know that he's regressed as a passer in accuracy the last couple years, but we have Carson Wentz, and he can't make those weapons work. Now we have a guy that, you know, his biggest questions are accuracy, and now all of a sudden he's supposed to make J.J. Arcega-Whiteside into a good player? Jalen Reagor.
Justin Jefferson.
Jalen Reagor, all of a sudden, is Jalen Hurts the big arm cannon? The big arm cannon that's supposed to utilize Jalen Reagor? So I don't know. I like Jalen Hurts. I hope it works out. I don't know what's going on there. I don't think
what if
like Colton said, they don't even know.
What if Jalen to Jalen is like the best quarterback to wide receiver duo in the league next year? Jalen to Jalen.
No one will be happier than Philly fans, because the other aspect, like, I you see everywhere Philly fans talking, we took Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. And then the other part of that is, we took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over DK Metcalf. And so if all of a sudden they can actually be happy about one of those two guys instead of complaining about who they don't have, I think it would change a lot for them.
Who's it
going to
be
out
next year, you know? They're like, oh, we took Mac Jones instead of, you know, instead of Sean Slater. Like, oh, we took
Mac Jones.
Our guys in the front office are still there. Yeah, I'm right with you, guys. I feel for you.
Yeah.
Mac Jones would be the perfect Philly fit. The most opposite potential quarterback in this draft from Jalen Hurts. And they're going to take him. And you know what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the talk is going to be back to this two quarterback system that we never saw this year. And I don't know. I can't wait. I don't particularly love Philly. And so I'm kind of happy. I kind of want to wait and see how this goes. I'm kind of excited.
I like Philly, not in the sense that, like, you know, I like them. Obviously, they're in the same conference. They whooped the crap out of Minnesota that year. They won the Super Bowl. But they're kind of opposite some other teams I hate, where it's like you play these teams and you just hate their fan bases, you know, like the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry. Everyone knows all Dallas Cowboy fans are like, back in the 70s, we were the best team in the NFL. Yeehaw,
we're America's team.
You know? And then, but the Eagles fans are kind of excited. Like, when they won the Super Bowl, they're freaking climbing light poles in the city, tearing stuff down, jumping on cars, going crazy. Like, that was kind of fun, you know? Do like the Philly fans.
You might be the first Philly fan to ever say that.
that's the reason I don't like Philly, is because of their fans. But
what?
That was a good point, though, Colton. That is a very good point. It was almost like college football, when a team wins a national championship, and you know, the campus is going crazy. They're tearing down light poles and stuff like that. It was a very exciting thing for sure. But still, they're pretty rough and tough fans. I don't know if I would go as far as saying I like them because of their fans. But, yeah, definitely agree with you guys. Carson Wentz is definitely a big winner. Now, I think I want to add also just agree with what Colton said earlier. The Colts, they're going to be a really, really good team next year. They have a top 10 defense. They have the line, wide receiver, and they have a pretty good run game. I'm not saying that, you know, they're the AFC's pick for the Super Bowl or anything, but I think if
I don't even start with that yet. Don't be one of those people.
Anybody
before free agency, before the draft, they're gonna be like, "This team's winning the Super Bowl." You're like freaking 2010 Cleveland Browns fans, right?
Where is the waterbed jingle, David?
Oh my gosh! Make it, Thomas. Make it. You make the waterbed right now that the Colts are gonna win the Super Bowl.
I didn't say win. I said was going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'll take you on a water bet, Thomas.
I cannot shake your digital hand right now.
Good. I thought you were about to make another Jarrett Stidham bet. Jarrett Stidham was going to be a top five quarterback in the league.
Wait, Colton was making some funny noises over there. Do that again, Colton.
I was just saying, you know, I was trying to think what a waterbed jingle would be, and I was going, sploosh, you know, kind of like splash, but sploosh, because Thomas doesn't jump in the water.
I know what we're going to do for your waterbed, Colton. We're going to go out into the middle of a lake, and I'm going to shove you in.
Thomas, how are you getting into the middle of the lake?
We're going to get a boat or a raft, and we're going to get out there.
Oh, man.
But I won't go as far as saying they'll get to the Super Bowl, but I'm just going to say they're going to be a
– I think you already did go that far.
You guys are
go ahead and backtrack, though. Sorry to interrupt.
You guys are putting words in my mouth right now. When I said that, I said I'm not going to say that they're going to make the Super Bowl. But
that's
a
fair point. That is what you said.
I do think they're going to make some noise.
Not a first round playoff exit.
Not a first round playoff exit. Potentially AFC championship game. I don't know.
AFC championship game. Can we get a water bet?
Yes, I'll go on that.
Okay, water bet right now. I'm writing it down.
Baloosh.
Baloosh.
All right, that's our digital handshake. So we got a water bet going. Yeah.
Just to be clear with the people, I'm not against the Colts. I'm just taking my odds, to be honest. I feel like I have all the odds in the world that by some chance the Colts aren't going to end up making the signings, or they're not going to end up making a good draft pick. Someone's going to end up being injured. Or even if everything goes right, they just have to lose one of the two playoff games before the AFC Championship. And I'm golden. So I do like what the Colts have done. I do like think the Colts are going to make the playoffs next year. But I just like my odds. I just think I have a lot of odds for just one little thing to go wrong, and the Colts won't end up as one of the top four teams.
We'll see. We have a long, long time until that happens. But
I know they're going to end up making like big signings, and then I'll be on the flip side of this.
I don't know. I think you make some pretty strong probability arguments there. But so we're in the off season. It's kind of a dead part of the year until we hit the NFL draft. But it is kind of fun to think about things that could happen in the NFL this year, potential trades, maybe things that aren't so fun when players retire. So what I'm going to do for this segment, boys, I'm going to throw out a name. You're going to tell me what you think is going to happen to him. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. But Thomas, and I know I'm taking over the show right now. I'm just telling you right now. I know this is the terriblest
CEO, man.
Co-host thing. I do have a quick story. This is a tangent.
No, go, David.
But I this is just a cool story I heard a couple weeks ago. I just have to get it out. Colton mentioned about Jerry Jones. Did you ever hear this story? Before they went to the Cowboys and asked if they wanted to be branded America's team, they actually went to Art Rooney and the Steelers. And they wanted to ask, and they asked him, like, do you want to be America's team? This is branding. We think it's going to take off. It's going to be great. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, Art Rooney said, I think it was Art Rooney. I could be wrong. It's the Steelers guy, whatever it was, came out and said, no, we're not America's team. We're Pittsburgh's team. And then Jerry Jones jumped on that bandwagon faster than he could ever jump on a bandwagon. And that's the only reason. They're not even America's first team. They're not America's team. They're America's fake team. It's just very interesting. It's one of those stories where I kind of wish I was a Steelers fan, because I would tell that story all the time if I was a Steelers fan. But I'm not. So this is might be the last time you ever hear that out of my mouth. Okay, now, Thomas, I'm sorry. I didn't want to get too much separation from that story, potential story moment. I mean, 10 minutes after, some might say that 10 minutes after Colton made that reference is already too late to go back and tell a story about it. But
it's okay.
I say no way.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to double down and ask you, David, what are your general thoughts about Jerry Jones? I don't think we've talked about him a lot on this podcast. I don't think the listeners have had an opportunity to hear you speak your opinion about Jerry Jones, but why don't you just go ahead and let him know your opinion?
Well, I have two main opinions about Jerry Jones. I have Jerry Jones as a football guy, purely football, and then I have Jerry Jones as a fan type of person.
Let's hear both.
As a football type of person, I think if the Cowboys want to win, he needs to get the freak out. Not as an owner, but he can't be the GM. He's not a football guy. He's an oil rig guy. Like, he's not there's nothing that gives him the ability to make football decisions. And I think that that's been part of the problem here for years. I think everyone knows that he has completely botched this Dak Prescott situation. He could have easily signed Dak Prescott two seasons ago for a multi-year $28 million contract. And now what's probably going to happen is he's going to franchise tag him this year, and then they're going to have a multi-year $40 million deal next year, I think, after we continue to see these quarterbacks get paid more and more. And so I think that's what we're going to see. So I think everyone knows he's botched that situation. Now, as a fan, I want to make one thing very clear. I think I know a lot about football. I'm a big football fan. I could not be an NFL GM, but I'm going to tell you something. If I bought my own team, I would be the general manager, I'd be the coach, and I'd be the quarterback. I would be everything. It's my team. I would make it my way, and I would lose. You know, maybe at some point in my life, I'd probably step back, but I genuinely believe I would lose making the team the way that I want to do it. I spent billions – well, I mean, Jerry Jones didn't spend that, but that's because it was a long time ago. He spent all this money buying this team. I'm going to have some fun here. I'm going to find out what it's like to be a GM. And so I think he gets a little bit too much hate from that perspective, because I think from the truth, everyone thinks that they know everything about football. Everyone thinks that they know best. That's the whole point of the argument of Jerry Jones should be out of football and Jerry Jones should do it. The whole reason you're asking me this question is us as fans thinking that we know better than Jerry Jones. I think that the majority of us, if we had the chance to be an owner, would want control of our own team. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a fun thing. Mm-hmm. We all have our own stupid fantasy football teams. We want to do that in real life. Mm-hmm. And so I can't hate on Jerry Jones too much from that perspective. I do think he gets a little bit too much hate from that perspective. But if the Cowboys want to win, he needs to take a step back.
Do you think Jerry Jones is like a product of the Dallas Cowboys, meaning that anyone in his position that would be over the Cowboys would have as much fame as he has? Or is he just kind of one of those guys like a Mark Cuban of the NBA where he's just that persona just garners the attention of the media and of the general population fan base?
No, I don't think he's just a Mark Cuban. I think he's done, media-wise, part of it is America's team, even though he was not the first choice. He's still the one that jumped on that opportunity. Part of it's that. Part of it's branding. Little things that is Dallas Cowboys special, we know. I mean, he took... everything's bigger in Texas and applied that to his football team. When you talk about the stadium, when you look at things like such as them wearing white jerseys at home so that his fans can see different colors every week, which I absolutely hate. That's my least favorite thing about Jerry Jones. Like, every other sport does that for the most part, except for football. The thing that makes football, one of the things that makes football unique, is that we wear our home jerseys at home, our color jerseys at home. And Jerry Jones tries to take that away from football. So I would hate that if I was a Cowboys fan, but whatever. It's something that they do just because they're in Dallas. And like, he put them in a situation to be able to afford, like, buy up for some of those players during before the salary cap happened. Like, the Cowboys probably would not have had enough money to keep Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Larry Allen, that defensive end that's an all-star, or not an all-star, all-famer.
Is it Bruce Smith?
Yes. And Deion Sanders. He would not have been able to put that team together if it wasn't for the money that they do. So I do think that he deserves a lot of credit for the past, but he also deserves a lot of the blame for what's going on now.
Yeah. For sure. Well, why don't we stick on the Cowboys? David, what do you think is going to happen to Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott. I think he's going to be franchise tagged. Okay. I think he should be franchise tagged. I think the Dallas Cowboys should have paid him a couple years ago. I think they should have paid him again last year. This isn't getting better. I don't think people understand this. Guess whose contract – if it goes by the timeline of what everyone has gotten, going back to Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, guess how much everyone's been paid? Or guess when these guys will get paid? Who will get paid this offseason? Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen.
Oh, that classic quarterback.
Those three guys should get paid this offseason if they get paid on the same timeline as those guys. And so now maybe they won't. You know, obviously it's a weird year. Maybe it'll wait a year because of that. And the Dallas Cowboys will send all their thank yous out to every single one of them. But his price tag is not going down. Him sitting on the bench, his price tag is going up at this point. Like, look at that Carson Wentz deal. That's what Carson Wentz got. It's not Dak Prescott's fault that Carson Wentz didn't work out. Carson Wentz, who Dak Prescott, I think Cowboys fans and everyone would clearly say is better than Dak Prescott's better than at this point, got $33 million 3 years ago. Jared Goff, who's now not on his original team, got $30-something million three years ago. Like, I think one of the biggest problems, honestly, is I don't think people understand how much these athletes get paid. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. But at the bottom line, not the biggest Dak Prescott fan. Dak Prescott deserves $36, $37 million. That's how the NFL works. And they're not going to pay him, I don't think, again. And the price tag is going to continue to go up. I think he's going to be franchise tagged. And I think, I think they're going to be handing him out a $40-plus million deal next year, next offseason.
That makes sense. David, what happens to – now, during the season, we had a little thing with the New York Jets. What did we call them? What was our name for them? New Yorkers?
I don't remember. To be honest,
that was so long ago, and memory's not great. But David, what do you think happens to Sam Darnold? Do you think that a possible trade is in the mix? Are the Jets looking for a quarterback in the 2021 NFL draft, or what's going on? What do you think is going to happen to Sam Darnold and company?
I think Sam Darnold will get traded because I think the Jets are going to end up drafting a quarterback. This is a deep quarterback class. I don't know if it's going to be Zach Wilson. I don't know if it's going to be
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, thank you very much. Or even if by some miracle they're going to trade back up, if Mac Jones slips a little bit, or you know, maybe takes one of those guys. There's even guys like and I think everyone's pretty much out on this guy after his Senior Bowl showing. But even Jamie Newman. Trey Lance is a guy that maybe they take in the second round or trade up into the first to grab. So I think the Jets are going to add a quarterback, and I think they're going to get rid of Sam Darnold. And I think that's the right decision for them at this point.
What do you think, Sam?
Or they're going to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And get rid of
Sam. Or do you think Sam Darnold ends up playing in 2021?
Oh, man, dude. It's tough. I don't know where. I genuinely don't. It's crazy because there is the teams like the Texans and the Dolphins that I don't think that they're ready to get. Like, the team doesn't necessarily want to. Like, it's not a guarantee that they're going to trade. But it seems possible. It seems very possible. You have teams like the Broncos and the Giants who have young quarterbacks who in the past, those young quarterbacks stick it out for another five years and on that team and just ends up usually sucking. You know, the Marcus Mariotas and the Jameis Winston, as much as that hurt to say with Marcus Mariota. You know, usually that caliber of quarterback that's not terrible, that's not the best, they hang around on their team until their first contract's up and just never really make it. And so it's interesting to see if they're going to give up on those guys or if they're going to continue to try and run it back and get more production out of them in the future. The Bears are another team. Like, all these teams, it's just you can see them picking a quarterback, but you just don't know if it's actually going to happen. Like, the Bears, Trubisky played fairly okay at the end of the season, got into the playoffs. And so I could see the Bears keeping them. But – I mean, it's Trubisky at the same time. Yeah. It's weird because there's just not that many teams that are for sure going after quarterback. I think you look at the Jags, and they're for sure about to draft Trevor Lawrence. And then I think – and I'm sure I'm missing a few teams. But then the only other two teams I really look at is like surefire, borderline guarantees at the quarterback position is if adding someone at the quarterback position is the Redskins – And shoot.
Did the Redskins go sign?
The Patriots. The Redskins and the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. That's solid. Solid analysis there. Didn't the Washington football team sign? What's that kid's name? Taylor Heinicke?
Yeah, they did.
They went and signed him. Was it too a big deal? This is terrible podcasting. I should know this information. I just saw it.
It was a Taylor Heinicke big deal.
Oh, okay.
My researcher is crunching the numbers on it right now, but I don't think they didn't sign him to something crazy like $20 million. Yeah, they signed him to a 2-year $5 million deal.
Oh, okay.
And so it wasn't like, okay, this guy has to be our quarterback of the future, but it's like, here's a guy that was, you know, on our practice squad that basically has a guaranteed roster spot for the next two seasons.
Mm. Dude, I'm sorry for making your researcher work. My researcher could have easily have done that, especially because he has...
But we all know your researcher sucks.
Yeah, but his laptop's in front of his face. He could have easily done that, but he was a little lazy. He's not as good as your guy, your researcher over there.
Oh, yeah. My guy's the best.
Your guy's the best. I may have to hire...
Hint, secret to everyone out there. My guy is me. I am the guy.
Which is sad because I literally have a guy in my corner and I'm telling him to look at the stats and he's not doing anything.
Thomas has a real guy, but that guy's about to get fired.
Yeah, you're fired. Get out of here, Bill.
Bill. Yeah. What a jerk.
but David, I'm going to bring up a name. Tell me what you think of him. What do you think might happen to him? He's been getting a lot of buzz. I'm going to go off on this just for a moment. Because I have an opinion about this gentleman. His name is Russell Wilson. He is the current quarterback. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, are you sure you have an opinion about him? Like, he seems like a no-name.
kind of, you know, third stringer. kind of the back page of the newspaper type guy. But Russell Wilson... You know, a couple weeks ago on our latest podcast, I believe it was our latest one, we talked a little bit about Russell Wilson and the comments that he made about taking too many hits as a quarterback. And, you know, I've been thinking about it the last 2 weeks. As of now, Russell Wilson is still a Seattle Seahawk. But I think, and I am not going to go as far as saying I want Russell Wilson gone or anything like that. But I will say this. I have been a Russell Wilson believer his whole career. Because our last podcast, I don't think I was to fully release my true feelings of how I felt about his comments, because he went out and, you know, he was talking about his legacy and he wants to play 10, 15 more years. which I think is totally great. You know, good thing for Russ Wilson. He can play as long as he wants to play. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do good in your career or be the very best that you can possibly be. But it went at the expense of, in my mind, it felt like he was throwing the Seattle organization under the bus. You know, a team that took a chance on him when nobody did. A team that really, you know, we let him have the let Russ cook 2020 year. We've really let him be the head of the show. And for him to tear down Seattle, it really left me very upset. And I'm talking about it again. Are you laughing over there?
Yes.
Just because I usually don't have any like rants or anything, but I've been thinking about this for two long weeks, and his comments really just made me feel like this wasn't the Russell Wilson I knew. Like he it was all about him. It wasn't about the organization. It wasn't about winning Super Bowls. It wasn't about the team. And ultimately, you know, that attitude will never win you a Super Bowl, if I'm being very honest. It may win you one if you're lucky, if you just have enough talent around you. But, you know, if you're just looking out for yourself, then I'm just saying, if I was a GM or a team owner, not that I would release Wilson or trade him or anything like that, but I would be upset. And as a Seattle fan, I'm upset. David, what are your thoughts about Russell Wilson? 2021 outlook for him. What are your thoughts?
You know, I don't know, Thomas. I don't know. You know, he's always been seen as this perfect leader. And he's always been seen like he's a poser. But he has always been seen like he's this perfect leader and all. And so it was definitely shocking when I saw him just come out and flat out blame his own line and just kind of attack the O-line. And so, like, that was definitely surprising for me. I still think he's great. I do think he's going to stay in Seattle. It's going to be interesting to see what exactly continues to happen. My biggest concern would be is what's going to happen in a year from now if things don't change. Because, I mean, we've been saying that the Seahawks need an offensive lineman for about 10 years now. And so far they have Jermaine Ifedi. Is that the guy that they've held out all their numbers for is Jermaine Ifedi? We drafted this guy. That's what they're using to try and talk Russell Wilson into staying is we got Jermaine.
But we do have Dwayne Brown.
I don't know. You do have – you're right. You got Dwayne Brown. You traded for Dwayne Brown also.
Yes.
So
– all I'm saying, Russell, if you're listening to this podcast,
that's
and we know that you are, that please go back to the Russell Wilson I know you to be, because you're a great leader. I do believe you're a genuine, authentic leader. You're one of the few people, I think, in the National Football League that can – get your whole team to buy into a philosophy or a mindset. And when that starts to waver, or when it starts to become about the individual rather than the team, you aren't going to win any Super Bowls and aren't going to become especially great, in my opinion. So I hope you're listening, Russell. I love you. Really am. You best quarterback Seattle's ever had. Hero, sports hero, but
Matt Hasselbeck just entered the chat.
Oh, yes. Right behind Matt Hasselbeck.
Okay, fine. Russell Westbrook is better than
Hasselbeck. but yeah, I just a little tangent of mine that, you know, I just think I want Seattle to win some championships, and I think we can do that with Russell, but we got to have a we mindset and not a me mindset. But that's just my opinion. David? What do you think happens to Deshaun Watson? That's the big name that's floating around there. 2021. Where do you think he's playing in 2021? What do you think happens with him and the Texans?
I think he is destined to become a Miami Dolphin.
Ooh, that's some interesting dynamics.
You know, it seems from what things have been said, it seems like they are potentially willing to move on from Tua. And I just don't think the Texans are gonna get everything they're asking for. I think we see this with Carson Wentz. You know, I think a lot of people thought, or a lot of people, especially I saw Carson Wentz mock trade a couple weeks ago where they were getting Devin White in a first round pick from the Buccaneers. And so I still question why that would even be a trade that the Bucs would do at all. But I guess the future Tom Brady in a year, 27-year-old Carson Wentz, after they trade away Devin White. I don't know. And so I think they're kind of dreaming a little bit. It's been told that they want like 3 first-round picks and a young stud on defense and then like another role player. And I just don't think that's realistic. No one can do that. They are going to get a lot for him. They're not going to get a second and a third. But I, you know, as it's been said, that Matt Stafford trade, it's just overwhelming reports that a lot of that compensation was to trying to get rid of that major contract for Carson Wentz. And, like, let's not forget that Deshaun Watson's, like, 2 years into, like, a $40 million contract. I'm pretty sure, like, after he gets traded, he'll have the new biggest dead cap hit. And so, like, this isn't an easy young contract on a young deal. You know, this isn't trading for something like that. So they're taking on a lot of money. And so I think at the end of the day, whether they love Tua or not, the fact that they have a top 10 pick from a year ago or top 5 pick at quarterback from a year ago, and then I think they're going to add in at least a first this year and maybe a first next year, and they have a lot to give. I think it's going to end up with the Miami Dolphins.
That's a very, very interesting take. What do you think, earlier in the 2020 year, David, I was pretty high in the Patriots. I thought they were going to get to the Super Bowl, right? They had a guy playing back there named Cam Newton. Is Cam Newton done? Where do you think he's going to be? Do you think he's done? If not, where do you think he's playing in 2021?
I think he's D-U-N as a starter. He's done as a starter. He's real done. D-U-N done. I don't think he's going anywhere to play as a starter. He sucked last year. And people talk about pre-COVID Cam. He sucked pre-COVID. Like, he was a good runner pre-COVID. Like, I don't know what games they were watching pre-COVID, because this team started like 3-5. So was that pre-COVID Cam the first 2 weeks of the season? I don't know when Cam got COVID. So that could definitely be an exposed take by me. But
well, there's exposed takes I'd have all the time.
I know. Jared's dead. but I think he's gone, dude. I have no idea where he'll end up. I think he'll probably end up as a backup again on the veteran minimum. Nobody really wanted him last season. That's why he went to New England. That's why he went on that minimum type of deal, was because nobody wanted him. And now he's gone to a team and sucked for a year. And so I don't think he's going to have to retire. He may choose to retire because I think he wants to be a starter, but I think his days of being a starter are over. His best chance of being a starter would be waiting until someone gets injured during camp.
I'm just going to ask you, do you think that Cam would ever lower himself to be not only a backup, but like a solid backup? Or do you think that would never happen in a million years?
You know, that's going to be the interesting part, because a year ago, he wasn't okay with that. He wasn't going to sign somewhere to be a backup. He had those opportunities. Right. But, like, there's so many quarterbacks available, too. That's another side of this coin. It's like, we talked about how there's a lot of teams that can move on. But, like, who's moving on from the Broncos are moving on from Drew Lock for Cam Newton? Like, is that about to happen? You know, who's moving on for this quarterback? Because the Jaguars are one of the teams we talked about. They're for sure getting a quarterback. The Patriots are a team we talked about. They're not getting Cam Newton again. Like, they may bring him back as a last resort, but they're not bringing back Cam Newton again if they can help it. And then you have the Redskins, who, again, they're probably the closest to maybe a team that I could see it happening with, because it's going to be tough for them to add a quarterback. But you're going to try and tell me that they're not going to – not they wouldn't take Trey Lance over
right.
Cam Newton?
Right. I think that makes total sense, dude. I honestly don't – there. I don't think there's really a market for Cam Newton being a starter in the NFL, which is kind of – it's kind of surprising and sad at the same time. Surprising because, you know, a couple years ago I never would have said those words. I never thought I would have said those words this early in his career. But the reality is like you said, Dave, there's just so many quarterbacks out there. This draft class is a pretty decent class. I just don't see anywhere where Cam would be starting. And I don't know. I really don't know if he would lower himself to be a backup for an NFL team. I think he could surprise us and definitely be one. Because you never know with injuries in the NFL. You never know when things go south and you want a solid backup. Because Cam could be that if he would characterize his attitude and his mindset to be about that. He could be a very solid backup, but we'll have to see what happens. David, a few more guys. What do you think happens? You know, growing up, David, we watched these two guys play their position, very athletically gifted, put up some really solid numbers, really great wide receivers, one probably more greater than the other. But what do you think happens to A.J. Green and Julio Jones?
I think A.J. Green is about in that, you know, the Jerry Rice Seattle days. I know that when Jerry Rice was in Seattle, he was 40-something years old. So that's not giving too much of a compliment to A.J. Green. But, you know, he's Randy Moss when he was on the 49ers. He's Terrell Owens when he was on the Bills. I don't think he'll make – we'll hear about him next year. He'll make a play or two. I think – and I think the one caveat to this is I think if he ended up in Green Bay and ended up as the number two in Green Bay or ended up, you know, I don't know who else. Like, in one of those teams with one of those elite quarterbacks, you know, maybe Chris Godwin leaves and then he ends up with Tom Brady. I think in those type of situations he could have one more year. Mm. But I think for the most part he was not going to retire. But he's going to end up as, you know, a 200, 300-yard guy, score a couple touchdowns, and, you know, take home his paycheck.
Yeah. What about Julio the Man Jones?
Julio is not done. I do think he's going to end up staying in Atlanta. I don't know that for sure. I'm not overly confident in that. Atlanta's another team that they have a quarterback, but there's been the rumors – that they could move on for Matt Ryan. But like, really, what team right now is there not rumors about the fact that they could potentially move on? I mean, you have Derek Carr. Yeah. You have the Lions could potentially add someone with Jared Goff there. I mean, there hasn't been a ton, but you've heard rumors about Kirk Cousins. I don't know that I believe, and I know I'm spoiling some right now because I'm also talking about Matt Ryan, but I don't believe that the Falcons are just they don't have a succession plan in place. If they all of a sudden trade Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, who do they have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Calvin Ridley. They don't have a running back anymore. Todd Gurley's contract is up. Austin Hooper's gone. Like, you know what I mean? They don't have something to build around, which is maybe why they'll trade those two to get something to build around. But I don't know. I do think that at the end of the day, we're going to see those two back in Atlanta.
I definitely agree with that. It'd be hard to see Matt Ryan and Julio Jones playing anywhere else besides Atlanta. Just, you know, face of the franchise type of guys. But David, let's keep it with the duos. All right, we got some vets. Guys that I don't know if we'll ever see retire, in Frank Gore and Larry Fitzgerald. Where are these two gentlemen, these two veterans, these two legends playing in 2021? I don't know if legend correct. Larry Fitzgerald is a legend. I don't know if Frank Gore can be considered a legend, but where are these gentlemen playing in 2021?
Frank Gore, we know this for an absolute fact. Frank Gore is not going to sign anywhere until training camp. And all of a sudden, there's going to be some team that has either some running back injury or trade somebody. And all of a sudden, there's going to be Frank Gore. And you're going to be like, oh, Frank Gore's on the field. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, Frank Gore's doing something. Like, he's not going to do well. He's going to get 2 yards to carry. But, you know, he's going to be on some garbage team that gives him the ball 70 times. And so he's going to get 100 yards here and there. And we know that Frank Gore at this point is infinite. Frank Gore is everlasting. Like, Frank Gore will never be gone. We don't even know. There's been so many times I follow football like crazy, and there's been so many times I'm like, oh, Frank Gore's done. Oh, wait, is that Frank Gore in the field? That's Frank Gore on the field. Yeah. And you know what? He's going to do it again, because I'm not going to doubt him until I see it happen, until he's gone, until I see the retirement tweet. Frank Gore will be in the NFL. And I think I haven't seen much about him retiring. I've seen a lot of things about how, like, they want, like, maybe him ring chasing, but I don't know what winning team is signing him. The last 3 years he played for Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets. Like, he's had over 500 yards each year. He has a combined 4 touchdowns between those 3 years. So I don't know. I don't know. I think he's going to keep playing. Larry Fitzgerald, I think, is either going to go back to the Cardinals and just be like a mentor role, similar to what he was last year. He's going to be a, you know, third, fourth string receiver and not do much, or he's going to retire. I just don't see him playing for another team.
Yeah, I can't see him. Again, one of those. I mean, face of the franchise is an understatement for Larry Fitzgerald and what he means to the Cardinals.
He owns. I don't know if you know this, Thomas. He owns stock of the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah. I can't see Larry Fitzgerald going anywhere else. I mean, what he means to that community in Arizona, in Phoenix, is just too great for. I mean, I just can't see him leaving.
Yeah, I agree. The Suns consulted Larry Fitzgerald when they hired their last coach. I don't know what they consulted him on. I was worried when they did consult him, as much as I respect Larry Fitzgerald. But they did consult Larry Fitzgerald on their last hiring for their coach when they hired Monty Williams.
Wow.
So he is Phoenix.
He is Phoenix. He has a lot of – I mean, just the type of leader he is, just the type of man he is in general, it's a testament to his character and just kind of his voice and how he has that influence in that community. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I don't know if there's a lot of guys like Larry Fitzgerald out there in the NFL, but definitely very, very cool. Couldn't see him playing anywhere else besides Arizona. David, I think that wraps up a lot of the big time names or what could possibly happen. But is there any other people you're thinking about or any other football players that could be either DUN or possibly traded?
Yeah, I have one.
All right, let's hear it.
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, go. Let's hear it. What happened?
Adrian Peterson's back. You know he's going to be back. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to be back. He's very similar to Frank Gore, but here's the difference between Adrian Peterson and Frank Gore. I would have said 5 years ago, 4 years ago about, Adrian Peterson was DUN done. You had – I'm gonna point out some of these stats. In 2014, and I get he was injured in these seasons, so I'm not trying to pretend that he wasn't. But in 2014, he had 21 carries, 75 yards, and 3.6 yards per carry. The next year, he rebounded with 1,400 yards, 4.5 yards a carry. The next year, again, he had an early injury season, 37 carries, 72 yards, 1.9 yards a carry. That was 2016. So in 2016, two of the last 3 years, he had spent most of the year injured and had had less than 100 total yards that season. Mm. Then this is when he went to the Saints. 27 carries for 81 yards, 3 yards a carry. During that same season, though, he did end up going to the Cardinals for the second part of the season. You're like, oh, yeah, fine, whatever. 448 yards because he was a focal point in the offense, but only 3.5 yards a carry and only 2 touchdowns. During all these years when I haven't been saying his touchdowns, that's because he had no touchdowns those years. So at that point in 2017, in 3 seasons, he had had 2 or he had had in four seasons. I'm sorry, no, three seasons, four seasons, four seasons. He had had three seasons where he had had two touchdowns or zero touchdowns and zero touchdowns. He had had two seasons where he had less than 100 yards, and one season where he had about 500 yards. And every in three of those four seasons, he was under 4 yards a carry. I thought he was DUN done. Then we don't know what happened, yeah. But something changed. He goes to Washington. Look at these stats, Thomas. I just read those stats. Those stats are Frank Gore stats. But Adrian Peterson somehow actually turns it around in Washington. 1,042 yards, 4.2 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns in 2018. Then 2019, 898 yards, 4.3 yards a carry, and 5 touchdowns. This is the guy that I said in 3 of 4, not 3 of 2, not 3 of 1. Like, we're talking about in a 3 of 4 years, he had under 4 yards a carry, all of a sudden goes to Washington, and under 3 yards a carry for the Saints, Sean Payton and the Saints, the Cardinals, who isn't all that impressive, but it was the Bruce Arian Cardinals, and the Vikings, the team that he had all the success for. Then he goes to freaking Washington. Two straight seasons of 4 yards a carry. Again, if you take out the magical 2015 year where he had 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns, in three of those 4 years, he combined for 2 touchdowns. Then in consecutive years, he goes 7 touchdowns and 5 touchdowns. And then last year, oh, no, he took a little bit of a step back because he was on a team with DeAndre Swift. He only had 604 yards, still had 3.9 yards a carry, and 7 touchdowns.
Wow.
So he was right at that 4 number. You know, he didn't get the workload that he got in Washington, but he was right at that 4 yards a carry number and had 7 touchdowns still. Like, this guy... Like, Frank Gore might never retire, but Adrian Peterson might never retire and actually still be good. Like, what in the world is going on with Adrian Peterson? I want to tell you something, Thomas.
What's that?
I saw something this week, and I don't know the exact quote, so I'm not gonna try to pretend to remember. But Adrian Peterson the other day said that he wasn't going to retire, he was going to come back. And, you know, if God willing, maybe eventually when it's all said and done, he'll end up with a Super Bowl and be ahead of Emmitt Smith, which is just a casual, nonchalant statement. Do you want to know how many yards he has right now?
How many?
14,800 yards. Emmitt Smith has almost a complete 4,000 yards. More than Adrian Peterson. And Adrian Peterson just nonchalantly, oh, maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll end up being ahead of him. Like, what is – this guy's not human. He's 35 years old. Get the heck out of here. He's not Frank Gore, of course, who's 37 years old. But, like I said, he's actually good. So, I don't know. He's going to end up somewhere. He's going to end up – you know he's going to end up going somewhere and having some amount of success. Adrian, he has some big milestones. He is 5 touchdowns away from being third on the all-time touchdown list. Now, after that, it'll probably be the last guy he ever passes unless he continues to do this forever, because at that point, it's him at 118, Marcus Allen at 123, and then LaDainian Thomas in the second at 145. But, like, it's just crazy. Is this guy going to end up retiring as the best running back of all time? You know, with about 400, 500 more yards, it's like 450. He'll pass Barry Sanders for fourth on the all-time yards list, all-time rushing yards list, sorry, to be specific. This guy's crazy. He's great.
He's great.
He's absolutely great, and I'm glad Colton's not here to talk about it, because we all know that Colton thinks he is the best absolute all-time player, which I don't think. And, like, to be honest, I think he's one of the best running backs we've ever seen. I would have never compared him to Barry Sanders. I would have never compared him to the Emmitt Smiths. I would have never compared him to those that the Walter Paytons of the world. I just did not think that he was that level of a player. Not at his prime. In his prime, he's as good as anybody of all time. We all know that. But the success that they had, I mean, you figure, like I said, he's chasing Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders played 10 years. He retired at 30 or so, 32 or something like that. And so, like, we are talking about two different situations, but, like, is this guy going to keep climbing?
Yeah, total production. It's crazy. Yeah, it is very crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're still talking about him. We were, you know, this is a guy we grew up watching. Specifically, you know, I think as people from Idaho, we grew up watching him play against Boise State in the 2006 Fiesta Bowl. And we watched him all the way from then to where he is now. It is unbelievable that he's still playing, and he would nonchalantly just say that comment like it's not a big deal. Like he is planning on playing for another, you know, at least 2-3 years. And whether he meets that production mark or not, that's still, you, with a comment like that, you would assume he's going to still try to make a roster for the next 3 or 4 years, you know, but which is kind of insane. Very insane.
Maybe he'll end up in Seattle.
Oh, you know, I would like that.
I think that'd be a pretty good fit.
Yeah. I would not mind that at all. Yeah. Like David said, unfortunately our great co-host and our great friend Colton, had to leave the show a little early every once in a while.
Oh, you got me. I thought you were going to say he accidentally, you know, was kidnapped on the podcast. But
I should have went with
but
that
he just bailed, is what you're saying.
Basically, I was going to say every once in a while he gets a random itch to go up to the mountain and up to the woods, but I like your story a lot better.
He's a werewolf. We get it.
Yeah, and you know he's roaming.
I thought I heard a howl.
Yeah, I did too. There was some background noise. But he had to unfortunately leave a little early. But David, this has been a good show. I've had a lot of fun. Next week, we'll have some more news to talk about. Off-season news, and I will do better as a host, and I will have actually something geared up and ready and for the next show. So, listeners,
oh Thomas, don't worry about being unprepared and not knowing that Colton was going to take off. I will just—I'll tell you what I'll do to make you seem like a better host for not knowing for sure that Colton would take off. I'll just cut all of Colton's content out of the show, and nobody will ever know that he was here. We are saved.
But so I'll do a better job next week of lining up some questions for our two great co-hosts, Dave and Colton, to go at it with some off-season news. But David, before we take off, is there you want to give our listeners some social media info?
There is one thing I want to get to. I almost forgot.
Oh, for sure.
Just in case you do not follow the Instagram page, we are currently going one episode a week. That's why you didn't hear from us last week. It was not because we were lazy, although, like, you know, probably that's it too.
I was pretty lazy last week. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too. I was kind of feeling the. I don't know what I was feeling, but I was feeling not working. And of course, this is a job. This is our career.
Let the listeners know, we have a group text, us three. And I was so thankful when David texted. His exact words were like, "You guys think we should like go every other week since there's not a lot of news going on?" And I was so happy when you texted. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yes. He sent like a gif of some like fat guy screaming yes, jiggling all over the place.
I was so lazy last week, and it's pretty shameful because all we do is get on here and talk about football. But
but this is, like we said, this is our career. We are the chief researchers, the producers, the everything. I don't know what other things that would, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not the person that comes up with random titles, but we are everything.
We are everything. You know, there's a reason why I've said in previous podcasts that, you know, next year we'll be hosting Monday Night Football. I think I'll be the on the field guy because I'm not that entertaining. I think you and Colton will be up in the booth
because we're not as good to look at, you know. We got the rough looking faces, and so we're not as good as Thomas to be able to be on the field. I get it, Thomas. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But
get the ugly guys up there in the booth. We'll be handsome Thomas out there on the field.
Ah, you caught me. Darn it.
But yeah, listeners, to get somewhat back on point as we can try our best to get back on point. We are going every other week. We may mix in a consecutive week thing here and there if there's some big news coming into a Tuesday. Like we probably, you know, maybe we would have done a quick podcast this week no matter what because of the Carson Wentz news. I don't know. You might get some surprise episodes in, so definitely stay tuned. But, you know, don't really expect it. Don't get too comfortable. Don't expect it. Probably going every other week for the most part from here until the season gets close to starting. Mm. But yeah, if you want to follow us on Instagram so that I wouldn't have had to tell you that and you would have already known, you wouldn't have been panicking, running around your house screaming last week, wondering what you were going to do. You would have known like, we know what's going on.
They thought our
follow the podcast at Ready to Football Pod is our Instagram title.
Yes. Great work, David. And, you know, David, do you think it's time to end this thing?
Just end it. Thanks for joining us here on the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Ready to Football Pod or leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/readytofootballpod. And make sure you hit subscribe so you can come back next week and hear another great edition of the podcast. Have a great week.